Texte numéro 32. Erasing History or Keeping Up with the Times, the Great Roald Dahl Debate. Is it a matter of keeping classics relevant or political correctness gone mad? That's the crux of the polarised reactions to news Roald Dahl's publisher, Puffin, together with Netflix, is changing language in some of his most iconic works. Works being re-examined with a contemporary lens have led to hundreds of changes to the English author's books, including the Oompa Loompas in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, being made gender-neutral instead of male, the words fat and ugly being culled, and more inclusive terminology being used throughout. What to some seems like benign intervention to keep classic books relevant is damned by others as censorship and revisionism. Acclaimed author Salman Rushdie is incensed by the changes, describing the updated language as blatant censorship. Denise Chapman, a lecturer in literacy at Monash University, agrees with Rushdie. "We can't erase it. We have to be able to know our history. This artwork is history," she says. The publisher has removed colourful language from some of Roald Dahl's classic books. As an African-American woman, Chapman says it's a challenging topic, citing Huckleberry Finn as another example of a problematic text. "We are always going to have books that upset people, that contain ideas that people don't like or don't agree with, that we all agree are absolutely wrong. But if we hide these books, it doesn't make it go away. In fact, it prevents us from preparing children to engage with this idea that we agree is wrong and that they will eventually face," she says. On the other hand, best-selling author Andy Griffiths argues that the changes do not affect the fundamental stories Dahl was telling. He sees the tweaks to the language as logical and indeed justified. Danny Solomon, manager of Reading's Kids Shop in Carlton, is with Griffiths, saying the changes are minimal and help keep the books relevant. To her mind, updating language to meet current social expectations is different to altering the plot. According to Solomon, making changes to classics such as Huckleberry Finn would be a different issue. "It's easier to make little changes to things like fantasy or things that are not meant to be taken seriously. Little changes don't change that. Whereas Huckleberry Finn is a snapshot of its time and it's important to preserve those sorts of things. Maybe if it comes to it, to have a little disclaimer so parents can have those conversations with their kids. Nothing is black and white. There's not one rule for every single book. It's more nuanced than some people on Twitter think it should be." Adapted from the Sydney Morning Herald, February 2023.